I invite you now, if you haven't already done so, to close your eyes. Take a deep, deep breath, breathing into that inner sanctuary of your soul, that place of pure peace, pure love, pure light. And as you exhale, just let go of anything that is keeping you from being fully present in this now moment. Any worries, any fears, any issues from the outer world, just see them dissolve into the nothingness that they truly are. And now take another deep breath, and this time as you exhale, just feel any tension in your physical body relax. Take one more deep breath, feeling the love and light of God surrounding you, enfolding you, and expressing as you. And as you continue now to breathe normally, following the ebb and flow of your breath, visualize in your mind's eye, following Jesus up that hillside to the top of the summit, knowing that you are following him to a place of higher consciousness, a place of heightened spiritual awareness, a place of pure potential. And when you sit at the Master's feet and you hear the words, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven," the words resonate deep within your soul. Poor in spirit, poor in pride, poor in personal will, poor in being attached to all the things of the outer world, leaving you empty, empty and ready to receive. In this sacred moment, ask yourself, what do I choose to be? What do I choose to be? Do I choose to be poor in spirit? In the innermost sanctuary of your soul, ask God, how can I empty my mind of thoughts and beliefs that no longer serve me? How can I become receptive to spiritual truth? And in the silence for a few moments, through the power of your indwelling Christ, listen to the answers to these or any other questions on your heart. And next, you hear Jesus saying, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they will be comforted." Yes, you have mourned from losses on the physical plane. Perhaps you are mourning still. But in this moment, you know and remember the promise of Jesus Christ, that he will send a comforter, and you open your heart to this comfort now. And now, in this consciousness, ask the God of your being, "Guide me, sweet spirit, in yearning for you, in living every moment on a quest to know you more, to love you more, to be more of your expression on this earth." In the silence, open your heart to new and greater spiritual possibilities. And dear God, sweet spirit, my heart is full of gratitude as I move into the realization that you are a radiating center of unconditional love, and that I am an individualized expression of that love. Thank you, dear God, for the light and love that keep me poor in spirit, that transform earthly mourning into joy, and keep me ever mindful of your presence and your power. And now, in the name and through the power of the Almighty Christ, we say amen. And let us now join together in prayerfully singing the prayer that Jesus taught at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. Our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power.